Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
What is the Bible? Who wrote the Bible?
The church will continue to be even more irrelevant when it quotes letters from 2,000 years ago.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, is where our trouble began.
This sounds to me like the voice of someone who really has an appalling ignorance of what the Bible says about itself and what Jesus said about it.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Is this program good? No, but is it better than a root canal? Trust me on this one, it is. This is Wretched Radio. I don't want to whine or anything, but my drugs are winding down. And I'm feeling my number three because it got throttled like a speed bag yesterday. Went to Dr. Mengele. I'm sorry, that is just not his name. I don't know why that came to mind exactly. You know, some dentists, they go to the gentle school where they barely, when they approach your mouth, you have one of those dentists and they just gently touch it and it's like, dude, get on it. Well, this guy yesterday, he got on it and manhandled my number three. So is this program better than a root canal? Yes. Now, I realize that's a low bar, but nevertheless, just know that what you're hearing is better than what I went through yesterday, but I'm not complaining.
As the world turns insane.
All white people are racist. We're not going to discuss, oh, maybe some of us have worked it out. No, we are always going to be racist, actually.
That's right. There's no forgiveness with the CRT religion. No redemption path. You're racist whether you know it or not, and you will be forever racist, and you cannot stop being racist, and therefore, I guess you're always a bad, unforgiven person. Every single system that has ever been concocted is anti-grace. Christianity is the only religion that says, totally free and clear. You are good to go because of the work of another. There is no other system, no other religion that even comes close to offering that. They all have, to varying degrees, a work righteous theme. And so it is as you examine whether it is a religious system, whether it is Hinduism, Roman Catholicism, whether it's Mormonism, whether it's Buddhism, you're going to see works, 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 works. If you study philosophy, and bless your heart for doing that, and I mean that in the Southern way, you will see the same thing. Most philosophers wrangled with the idea of God. What do we do with the unmoved mover? How do we deal with that? And how do we account for all of this stuff? We see not just the tangible realities and scientific experiments. We see metaphysical realities. And by the way, that is a word that I think might be helpful. Could there be some baggage attached to it? Yes. But nevertheless, I received an email. Sorry, I can't give you credit. I don't remember who it was. Maybe it was J.D. Greer. I can't recall. At any rate, received an email because I was wrestling with the idea of how do you categorize the way the world operates invisibly? I was calling them spiritual laws, but somebody sent a note to say, no, metaphysical might be better. And I think that he might be right. God not only runs the planet through the laws of nature, if you will, the things that we test, gravity, whether theories of relativity, whatever the scientific lab experiment is, we have consistent outcomes because there is a consistent standard, God himself. But it's not just the natural world. It's the unnatural. I guess that wouldn't be the right word. It's the immaterial world. It's the way that we think, the way that we do, how things work out. Now, Hinduism, Buddhism, they would talk about karma. What goes around comes around. That isn't biblical. We see revealed in the Bible, God has determined this is the best way. And when you basically live like this, basically things go better. Marriage, education, not being a criminal. Do those things, and basically things go better for you. And that, by the way, is why so many secularists have even observed in this particular country at this time, if you want to just do okay, survive, which used to be the standard in life. I just need to survive another day. These days we take that for granted. The only thing we worry about is how much fun and entertainment are we going to have. But in the old days, it was, yikes, we just have to get through this thing without dying. And God has put things in place so that you basically don't die, so that you can do better. And the secularists recognize this. They say if you get married, if you stay married, if you get a job and stay there, if you work hard, then basically you're going to do okay. Well, that is not secular thinking. That is biblical thinking. They've just tripped on it like a blind knife in the squirrel twice a day. They have identified what God has laid down, let's call it metaphysically, for the planet to run. Now, I got to tell you, CRT, critical race theory, it's an anti-God system. It doesn't offer forgiveness. It doesn't offer hope. It's works, 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 which is the opposite of Christianity, which is why when you hear it knock, knock, knocking on your church's door, don't even open the peephole. Set the security system. Get the alarm on. Your electric fence around your church and keep CRT out of it, because as you just heard, there's no grace, there's no mercy, and that is not compatible with Christianity. Fine, let the foreign religions have it, but it is not Christian. Speaking of CRT, more than 5,000 teachers have signed a pledge to teach CRT regardless of the law all over the world. People, I think in Australia now, they've actually voted to outlaw CRT. Our Aussie friends get that. But in America, even as laws, I think about 20 states now have got anti-CRT laws on the books. And there's teachers saying, too bad, we're going to teach it anyway. And that means you should know that, mom and dad. If you live in a state where CRT is illegal, doesn't mean that it's not going to be taught in the schools. This means, mom and dad, as you consider and weigh where does my child go to get their education, you need to remember that CRT is another thing that you need to have on your radar. The Zinn Education Project, in response to these 20 states making CRT illegal, posted a website, and they had a form. Hey, if you still promise to go about the business of teaching Howard Zinn's really bad A People's History of the United States, sign here, and over 5,000 teachers have. Does the name Howard Zinn ring a bell? It should if you're mindful, if you're doing the breathing, especially if it's in the school. Howard Zinn is the fellow who, for lack of a better word, has coined mindfulness. It's a Hindu practice. It's a way to be connected to the divine nothingness. It's breathing. It's emptying your brain. It's mindfulness. It's Howard Zinn. And he has also written, well, you could call it a history book, but it's not accurate, A People's History of the United States. And he has been working just as hard to get CRT and a rewriting of American history into the schools as he has been with mindfulness. Mom and dad, be aware, I don't think that anybody should tell you what you should do with your kids' education, but you need to know the CRT business. Hoofda. Oh, look at this. Australian Senate votes to stop critical race theory in the classroom. Bada bing, bada boom. Had that right. They've got that figured out. Speaking of CRT, if and you like the Lord of the Rings, well, that's too bad, because you haven't understood it rightly. The Tolkien Society is going to examine the diversity in the Lord of the Rings. J.R.R. Tolkien, a Roman Catholic, who no doubt had morals and values that were, you know, at least aiming to be biblical. Now it's going to be revealed as we deconstruct the Lord of the Rings. This is where he did good with diversity. This is where he failed in diversity. What can you expect from this? Oh, probably gay hobbits. Probably people that were transgendered that you never... Bilbo Baggins? Is that... Oh, it's been way too long. I read those in about 7th or 8th grade. At any rate, somebody is going to be the opposite gender. Why? Because the Tolkien Society is re-examining the diversity in The Lord of the Rings. Why? You guessed it. CRT.
As the world turns insane.
All white people are racist. We're not going to discuss, oh, maybe some of us have worked it out. No, we are always going to be racist, actually.
And we want to invite that into the church when we have grace alone, faith alone, and Christ alone. This is Wretched Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Wretched Radio today. We definitely appreciate you, and we don't take for granted the time you spend listening to us each and every day. We know you have choices, so we do want to thank you for listening, and we want to also thank you for the success of Road Trip to Truth. Currently, you're able to purchase and enjoy season one of the program, where subjects like the supposed errors in the Bible, the only way to heaven, and the existence of evil in the world, and much more are all covered and dealt with. And coming this fall, season two. And right now, season three is currently in production. We are committed to reaching your kids and your grandkids with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So much so that now you can purchase the Road Trip to Truth study guide and also a homeschool curriculum. It's all available to you right now at wretched.org or roadtriptotruth.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
This is not a taunt. It's more like a dare. Don't ask me how that's different than a taunt. This is a double dog dare. Please try not to support preborn.org/wretched and give an ultrasound to a woman who is considering taking the life of her own child for just $28.
When I walked in for the ultrasound and I saw my baby and I heard his heartbeat, my mind changed completely. I couldn't do that to my baby. I decided to keep it.
Oh, sorry, that would be taunting and daring. Would you please consider providing a $28 ultrasound or multiple ultrasounds through preborn.org/wretched?
I know that with support and with God by my side, I'll be able to do this, not just for me, but for my baby.
Preborn.org/wretched. I dare you not to.
You've no doubt heard about this subliminal advertising nonsense before. You know, commercials that are supposed to have hidden messages in them. Well,
become a Wretched Gospel partner.
Wretched firmly denies any use of this so-called mind control.
Become a Wretched Gospel partner.
After all, Wretched is entertaining and charming enough.
Go to wretched.org/donate.
I mean, what's not to love about helping to reach millions of people all over the world with the gospel?
You're getting excited.
A ministry that's ECFA approved. So you know your donation is going to wise things.
That's getting your attention.
In fact, 83% of every dollar goes directly to ministry.
Take out your wallet.
So let's go ahead and put this subliminal advertising nonsense to rest. Nobody can do your thinking for you.
Become a Wretched Gospel partner.
You either want to become a Wretched Gospel partner.
You do.
Or you don't.
Yes, you do.
Wretched.org/donate or text the word Wretched to 44321.
Books of the Bible. Jude was the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wrote an epistle to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. He contends for the faith with a passionate and vehement attack against false teachers. When you want to know God's concern for the truth, Jude has 25 intense verses just for you. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Don't worry, we've got a million of them. Sadly.
As the world turns insane.
The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It may make my life a lot easier.
This is Wretched Radio. Look what I found in my never-before-nicotine-stained fingers. The very thing that I was just describing on a couple of levels that even unbelievers historically, when they consider how the world turns, have wrangled with God, and they have a very difficult time jumping over the God hurdle. You have a, if you're an honest philosopher, even Nietzsche realized, God is dead. Now what do we do? The whole thing is pointless. The whole thing is unpointed. It can't sustain itself. He isn't the only one. The historians Niall, I hope I said that right, Ferguson and Tom Holland, and author and journalist Douglas Murray. Now, this is from an article from this must be French, what I'm thinking. MercatorNet. I don't know what it is. Talking about the evolving, no pun intended, thought of certain atheist thinkers on the question of Christianity and Western civilization. This is from Atheist Against Evolution from the National Review. Here's the quote from Douglas Murray. "I know I can't achieve religious faith," said this unbeliever, "but I do think we should go to church. We don't have an evolved ethical system. I don't buy the idea that evolution alone gets us to be moral. It can modify behavior, but there's just too much evidence that in the raw, when the constraints of civilization fall away, we behave in the most savage way to one another." Paging Lord of the Flies. "I'm a big believer that with the inherited wisdom of a 2-millennia-old religion, we've got a pretty good framework to work with." He's honest. He's not a believer, but he's honest. He describes himself as an uncomfortable agnostic who recognizes the virtues and values of that the Christian faith has brought. This is from his book, How Christianity Made the Modern World. From a non-Christian. Why? Because at least he's being an accurate observer. But did you notice also, not only is this an example of an unbelieving philosopher wrangling with the concept of a deity, but he's also describing the metaphysical nature of the planet, an evolved moral system. Why do morals work generally? Who guides that process? Who determined them? To give it to natural selection, if you want to do that, then you actually undermine the foundation of your evolutionary belief, because you believe that things got here by dog eat dog, by survival of the fittest. Therefore, any kindness, any goodness, any self-control, any restraints that I put on my behavior that benefit you are bad. Because if I'm stronger than you, then I should be able to take advantage of you, and we need to just weed you out, says evolution. And so if you say morals evolved, you cannot have your evolutionary cake and eat it too. You cannot explain hospitals, yet you visit one when you need one. You perhaps mock Christian charity, but you sure are grateful for it when you receive it. The entire godless system cannot explain the metaphysical realities of this planet. Who made up these realities? God himself. When we follow them, things tend to go well, even if you don't believe in him. If you don't, it can't. I didn't say it won't. It can't. Let's just say, for instance, you had 1 million people, all pagans, stay married. That community is going to be stronger, even if they don't believe in God. Similarly, if you've got an economy where there's 1 million people and a good chunk of them are getting divorced, you're going to see instability, regardless of faith. Why? Because that is a metaphysical law of God. Speaking of divorce, Generation X. And that would be if you were born between 65 and 80. That number keeps moving, apparently. You're suffering from an alarming divorce trend. Yikes. Gen Xers are less satisfied in their marriages, less likely to seek help, that's a shame, and ripe for divorce as their kids leave home and the patterns shift. That's saying a mouthful. Please be warned about this. Just know when your kids leave the home, there's going to be a radical shift in your house. You need to know that. Suddenly, the dynamic, the priorities, the rhythms of a home, they will shift. They will change. And sir, if you're not thinking about that, you are going to be blindsided. You are going to be really shocked. Something's wonky here. How do we navigate our way through? Can you get rid of all of the waves that are bound to hit your marital boat? No. But you can be prepared to chart a course through them by recognizing the primary relationship in a home is marriage. That's what brings you together today and every day. Marriage is what needs to... If mom and dad aren't getting along, how do the kids fare? Poorly. Why? Another metaphysical law. That's just the way the place runs. The study shows that while 59% of all U.S. adults report being very satisfied with their marriage, that figure among practicing Christians stood at 73%, which means 27% of believers not satisfied in their marriage. I'll tell you, would you like some good news from this article? Well, I'm going to give it to you anyway. Guess what they didn't do in this article? This happens to be from the Christian Post. Thank you. They didn't mention black and white. This is the divorce rate of black Christians and white Christians. Can we get back to it? Being more Christian when we talk about racial issues? Honestly, the world runs better when the world follows God's programs. For instance, you've got this little statistic, which shouldn't come as a shock, and it's certainly nothing to be excited or gloat about. Marijuana linked to increased risk of suicidal thoughts. Now, that's not a shocker to you and me, and yet people who run the place, our government officials, have voted in some states. I don't know how many we're up to. Is it three? Colorado, Washington, maybe Oregon, where pot is legalized. Those are adults that made that decision. Anybody who laughed at Cheech and Chong realizes pot is not a good idea. If you ever watched, was it Keanu? Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Were they always stoned in those two? I don't think I ever saw the movie. Jimmy, you want to confess guilt?
No. Was you saying Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, he's in that movie, Mad.
That's Bill and Ted.
Well, it's pretty much every movie. But the point is, where he was Bill and Ted's Excellent and whatever.
Yeah, that was it.
They were smoking pot and they were dopes. They were potheads and everybody got it. Not anymore. And things won't go well. And here is proof that God metaphysically runs the place. He wants us to be clear thinking. God is never muddle-headed. We're his image bearers. He wants us to have our heads on straight and not to be all clouded and fuzzy. That's what pot does. And it increases risk of suicidal thoughts. Of course it does. How could it not? When we fail to just use the modicum of common sense that God has left us in our brains after the fall, we're just going to do better. Now, of course, that does bring to the surface something that should be glaringly obvious. Is that all we want? Is for people to think better? No, we don't want that, simply because that's not enough to get them to heaven. Furthermore, we can't get people to think better. You can bring all of the empirical evidence that you want about the existence of God. I was reading Answers in Genesis magazine last night, Answers magazine, and they had the seven proofs that the Ark story is actually true. The fossils that are on mountaintops, they were covered with water. How else would they get up there? They crawled and died in some weird shell ceremony? No, it's evidence that the place was totally covered in water. Now, you bring that to any agnostic or any atheist, and they're going to go, yeah, but why? Are they stupid? No. Are they just not able to grasp it? Actually, that is true. They can't grasp it. Because in grasping that there was a global flood is to grasp that the Bible is true and that the Bible teaches that God exists and they're accountable to them. And until somebody has their heart transplanted, their brains will continue to malfunction. And that is why we are not Pharisees, we're not moralists, we're Christians who preach regeneration in Jesus Christ alone. That is the only way that people can think rightly. This is Wretched Radio.
This is Wretched Radio, and I'm Jimmy Hicks. The High Court in Lahore has upheld a ruling in Pakistan granting custody of a 13-year-old Christian girl to a Muslim accused of kidnapping her and forcibly marrying her while also converting her to Islam against her will. Her father said the court instead accepted her claim, which was considered to be made under duress after several threats of harm were made to her and her family, that she was 19 years old and married the 30-year-old man who was already married and a father of four after he forcibly converted her to Islam. The daughter said she converted to Islam on her own free will in Gujranwala on May 20th. Pakistan leads the world in forced marriages, with about 1,000 Christians married against their will to Muslims from November 2019 to October 2020. Pakistan also ranks fifth in the Open Doors 2021 World Watch List, where it's most difficult to be a Christian. Well, the IRS has backtracked on a previous denial by granting tax-exempt status to a Texas faith-based organization. Christians Engaged, which is an organization that encourages Christians to pray, vote, and engage the culture, was sent a letter by the IRS in May that says the organization operates for private interests of the Republican Party by promoting the sanctity of life, the definition of marriage, biblical justice, freedom of speech, defense, and borders and immigration. The First Liberty Institute, which represented Christians Engaged in its appeal to the IRS, announced yesterday that the IRS had reversed course and has granted the organization nonprofit status, as it should have in the first place. Well, Prison Fellowship, the nation's leading prison ministry, has recently partnered with the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago to distribute 100,000 devotionals to inmates across the country. Inmates will be given one of two 120-day handheld devotionals based on the Moody's Today in the Word devotional, one devotional for men and the other for women. Throughout the pandemic, Prison Fellowship also managed to distribute 100,000 Bibles to inmates in just 9 months. An abortion facility in Ohio denied any wrongdoing this week, of course they did, after pro-life advocates said they found a second trimester aborted baby. That is disgusting. Hazardous medical waste and patients' personal information in the trash outside the building. Pro-life leaders in Ohio asked officials yesterday to investigate the situation. Of course, as you might expect, the abortion facility is totally denying all claims. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.
Know your church fathers. Theophilus of Antioch lived a pagan lifestyle until he was converted by reading the scriptures. His most notable work, Apology, was written to an unbelieving friend to show that the scriptures were self-authenticating and argued that the antiquity, clarity, and consistency of the scriptures prove their divine origin. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Wasn't gonna do it. Wouldn't have been prudent. Jimmy for this.
As the world turns insane.
Mr. Stuvey, what any religious tradition ascribes as God's will is no concern of this Congress.
This is Wretched Radio, and so it is. Jimmy has informed me, Zoink Scoob, the number of states that now think it's wise for people to inhale something that makes them unwise. Marijuana, how many states?
It looks like 18.
18 states.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say, just for easy math here, that would be at least 100 people in each one of those states that had to go, yeah, that's right. Let's have everybody smoking the marijuana. That is going to help human flourishing. That would be 18 times 100, which would be a lot of people who are just not thinking rightly. And that is the world that you and I are living in, dear Christian. You have become a missionary without moving because the foundation's crumbled right underneath your feet. And the stories just go on and on and on. For instance, I just hate to even say the story. I'm very sorry for this. This is our world. This is Pella, Iowa, where they should be making windows and celebrating the 4th of July. Instead, at the public pool, a woman walked around sans top because she identifies as a man. And the reaction of the pool was, cue the crickets. Absolutely nothing. Because we don't even have the sense in our fallen world to see what is obvious. And please don't forget this. If you think, well, how is it that these people can't bow to their own scientific worldview, which is scientism, and recognize chromosomally that boy is a boy, there's a pink and a blue, there's a girl and there's a boy thing going on. No, they don't want that. They reject that. They can't even be at the public pool with their children, perhaps, watch a woman parading around without her top on and go, that ain't what we do. Why? Because they've already rejected what is more obvious, God himself. You reject the existence of God, and it is all bets are off. Because you will believe now anything, because you have somehow figured out a way to deny the single most obvious thing in the world. More news of the world going completely bonkers. The Boy Scouts, turns out, have settled, or at least are in the process of settling. Check out this. I knew it was bad. I did not realize it was this horrific. And this is probably just scratching the surface because of the number of boys who would prefer to not let it be known that they were molested by a scout leader. And not only do we not know that number, there were more people who actually said, yeah, that happened to me. Can I get in on the cash? You know, it's like those commercials on TV. If you know anybody who ever did this, we've got lawsuit money waiting for you. Well, this is what was going on. So probably more people tried to get in on this. 60,000 sexual abuse victims in the Boy Scouts are going to be getting money back from the Boy Scouts. Not that it will pay for what was done to them. People are estimating this is going to be over $1 billion. And the Boy Scouts, they're all happy because it seems that the terms allow them to stay in business. Well, how's about changing the way you do things? How's about recognizing you're called the Boy Scouts? And that means girls, by definition, shouldn't be. After all, we do have the Girl Scouts. In fact, do you know where the Girl Scouts originated? I do. Why? Because I was just in Savannah. Did I just tip my hand? In Savannah, I think her name was Juliet Howe, H-O-W-E, from a very wealthy family. That was the origination, the foundation of the Girl Scouts. I'm telling you, I suspect if you would go read the original charter from Juliet Howe versus what it is today, you'd be shocked. Which might be something for you to consider regarding your church. There are always loopholes that people will somehow find to get out of the original charter. It happened with Harvard. It happened with Yale. It happens with every institution that was founded one way and now it's operating another. Well, how did they get around the Constitution? Well, they either ignore it or they find a loophole. And your church is susceptible to that because you can be cruising today. The church is just a living organism. It's always, every local church, it's just kind of morphing and moving and reshaping all the time. This family moves in, those people go away, that family dies, somebody is born. You call a preacher and he's like this, then you get one who's like that.
it just keeps, it's never a completely motionless entity, constantly static. What do you do to protect it so that when you're dead, it won't go all liberal? Well, nothing is perfect, but I might suggest not only do you have a very thorough, this is what we teach, not what we believe, but this is what we teach statement, because there's a difference between what we believe and what we teach, because you've got some crackpots on TV and Christian radio who would believe the right things, at least according to their file cabinet statement. But that doesn't mean they teach it. So you should have a really robust, this is what we teach statement, but I think also a constitution that works really hard on making sure that it can't be changed. That you think about, all right, what is the type of man of God that we are looking to bring in here? What is the acceptable level of compromise, if any, on anything? Where will, if this church decides we no longer believe X, Y, and Z, it has to go out of business. They have to change the name. They have to, which is another thing that you can do to change a constitution. But if you don't have something that is super robust, somebody's going to come along and change it, and they will do it within an ethical framework, because that's just the way those types of documents work. You want your church to be a legacy church? Think about shoring it up, because the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, they're very excellent in the opposite kind of way, examples of what happens when the original charter is not followed. Here's another story for you. Hey, this is super cool. And another example that Christians are no longer considered good. I'm trying to think of a fancier word, but I don't know that one is necessary. That increasingly the world is saying, no, Christianity bad. It's just a bad deal. Here's an example. I've got a number of them if you'd like. Pro-lifers are like flat earthers. Okay, somebody said that. Who? Anybody of importance? Well, yeah, the guy who sponsored an EU resolution calling abortion a fundamental right. I saw there was something on TV. I don't know what show it was, if I was flipping by or watching it, and it was a truck, and it said, water is a human right. And I thought, is it? I mean, a right? Is it something that we want to provide for everybody? Of course it is. That's why Christians are constantly digging wells for people. We get that. But is it a right? Does the word right have any meaning anymore? What? I have a right to a... I saw Maserati. Okay, I didn't really think it looked all that cool, but let's just work with it. I have the... A Maserati is everybody's right. I'm not sure that's the way it works, and I don't think it works that way with abortion, that you have the right to take the life of a whole innocent human being. A vote of 378 to 255. The resolution labels abortion a fundamental right 10 times. Just bang it. Bang that drum. Until it becomes codified, either in writing or in the psyche of society. You just repeat it. It's a fundamental right. And then suddenly people think it's a fundamental right. Furthermore, the fellow who wrote it started talking about pro-lifers like flat earthers. Why? Because they think we're nuts. How ironic is that? Another example that Christians aren't looked upon fondly in Australia. Down under, the government makes a tracing app mandatory. Churches are required to deny entry to those who are non-compliant. What? The Queensland government announced it will make the state's check-in old. I think that's what it says. App mandatory across numerous sectors, including places of worship. denying entry to any member who does not want their personal information sent to the state or government. What could possibly go wrong with that? What has gone wrong? It's a new attitude toward Christians. This is Wretched Radio. Typical radio commercials will have one big shebang, the opening line. Do we have your attention now? This particular commercial has eight. Have we got your attention now? MediShare, affordable biblical health sharing, will save the average family $500 per month. Second, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to typical health insurance. Double, that's times two if you weren't homeschooled. A massive network of providers to choose from. MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. They've been around for 25 years. $4 billion in healthcare bills have been shared. If you call them now, you will save on the joining fee. They're going to erase it. That's another $170. This is a limited time offer, which means make it snappy. Call 1-844-34-BIBLE, 844-34-BIBLE. Did I mention 844-34-BIBLE to get your MediShare quote in under 2 minutes?
Like a lot of believers, you may be wondering how you can incorporate heartfelt worship into your private devotion times. Well, I want to introduce you to the newest resource available in the Wretched Store. It's called Face to Face, Praying the Scriptures for Intimate Worship, and it's by Dr. Kenneth Boa. Face to Face is perfect for anybody who wants to get more personal and more intimate in their private times with the Lord. And what better way to do that than actually praying God's word back to Him? Face to Face will walk you through an accurate and biblical and intimate approach to doing just that. With prayers like, Blessed be your name. Lord God, forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to you. You change the times and the seasons. Prayers like these will bring richness to your devotion times by connecting God's word to your personal prayer time, and you'll learn to approach both in a new and meaningful way. Visit wretched.org/face to pick up your copy right now. wretched.org/face.
Despite what all of the headlines say, there is some very good news happening around the globe. Jesus is still fulfilling his promise to build his church. Nothing is going to stop it. And right now in Eastern Europe, he is doing just that through the Tomorrow Clubs, kids clubs all throughout very poor Eastern European countries. And thanks to you, wretched person, more and more clubs are being sponsored, more and more kids are being saved, and more churches are being strengthened. Paul Marty from the Tomorrow Clubs.
Every time we visit a Tomorrow Club and talk to kids and leaders, we are blown away by the gospel's power to change lives. And the Wretched audience has been such a big part of making that possible.
Would you please consider sponsoring your very own Tomorrow Club? $30 a month. 30 Little Disciples. TomorrowClubs.org/wretched.
Attributes of God. Can a loving God be wrathful? If God loves righteousness, loves people, and wants what is best for his creation, he must hate what runs contrary to his will. God must always respond to sin with wrath, and his wrath must be satisfied. It is either satisfied on the cross, or each person will bear God's wrath eternally in hell. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You know what that means, Todd? We don't. Well, then I'll tell you. It means it's time for church news. True, sadly, too many Christians have a low esteem of the church. Our Savior doesn't. He loves his bride, and we should too. This is Wretched Radio. Not only in Australia is the government making a tracing app mandatory. if you're in England, this probably doesn't bother you. I don't think I've got these initials right, but it's the CNN or the CSN or the CCS cameras that are everywhere because they record what's going on outside in the world. And presumably not inside of your home, but outside of your home, you get filmed everywhere. And it's probably become like just a piece of art on the wall you don't recognize anymore. But wow, that's still a bit shocking. for we Americanos. In Australia now, the government wants to know who's going to church. And if these people aren't willing to be tracked, like if somebody comes to a church and they don't want the government to be sent information of their attendance at the church, they can't be let in. Now, that isn't crossing the line of a separation of church and state now, is it? That's sprinted over the line. And speaking of sprinting over the line, some Canadian updates about the churches where pastors are being arrested. The good news is Pastor
Stevens.
Thank you for that. Pastor Tim Stevens. He was actually released. He was the fellow who was arrested with his kids watching. That was absolutely brutal to listen to. Okay, that's as far as I got last time. Can't do more than that. Oh, man. The fellow was released from jail, thanking the Lord, of course. Police, I didn't know this detail. In a helicopter, discovered that his church was holding a service. So as I understand this, okay, it was the Canadian government said, you got to shut it down. We don't want you meeting. They said, sorry, we got to do it. We're not buying the numbers. And so they went about the business of holding a church service outside. The government employed helicopters to find them, hunt them down, and arrest them. During his confinement, Stevens wrote a letter to his children, asserting that I've been arrested because I'm convinced by the word of God, reason, and science that we must gather as a church and live our lives with freedom in Christ. Other churches, they are having their property seized. Other churches are experiencing fines that are outrageously high. This is the new normal. We hope not. In the meantime, in Canada, I don't know if you've seen this, but a number of churches are getting burned down. This is one of those stories where you go, that's bad and that's bad. And so if you talk about just one being bad, without recognizing the other one is bad, well then you're a jerk. So let's see if we can make sure that we're not that. In Canada, at least now that this, I've got this story from a day or two ago, that 9 churches in Canada have been burned down. 9 churches. And the reason that those churches have been burned down, mostly Catholic and Anglican churches, is because a graveyard was found at the site of one of the churches that had unmarked graves with, it was over 100 kids. And they believe that they could have been indigenous kids, because in Canada, the government actually had a concerted effort to convert people who were the natives of Canada to being Christian, Roman Catholic, likely, because that ain't the Protestant way to view salvation. You don't get born into it. You're not a member of the nation and you are it. That's the Roman Catholic tradition. You're born into this country and therefore you're this religion. You have to pretty much throw your Bible away to have that work out for you somehow. Regeneration happens when God takes a dead person and makes them alive. It is individual, then it becomes communal in the church. The Roman Catholic Church sees it differently, don't they? And so when Canada took over First Nations, that's what they call them, First Nation lands, they apparently did something with a lot of bodies. Now, we don't know what that is. You kind of suspect, but we've got to be fair. We don't know until we know, so we need to let some sort of justice system play itself out. Who are those bodies? Why are they there? Why was that done? We should know that before we get agitated with anybody. But a lot of people aren't waiting to do that. Instead of waiting to be discovered, hey, they did something really criminal and awful, which was, if that's what actually happened, some form of genocide or not caring about kids or some sort of reckless behavior with kids. Okay, if we find that out, it's atrocious. We need to deal with it. But they're not waiting for that. They're deciding, let's just burn churches down. That would have been unheard of perhaps a generation ago. Hold on. It gets even more zesty in Canada. Radio host says, burn the churches down as more fires are reported. This is an individual who does the morning program for the Wave radio station in St. John, New Brunswick. The Wave. So I'm guessing they're not rock and roll. They're more like, what is the Wave? What is, Jimmy, you're a radio guy. What is the Wave actually describe?
I don't know. Beach music? Okay, fine. I'll look it up.
It's got to be a format, and I'm sure other people use it. It's probably a syndicated sort of affair. At any rate, this individual, it's a she, I believe, said, burn the churches down. Arrest any former staff that were actually there. Okay. That if they did something wrong, absolutely. And any current staff that won't provide documentation, I agree. If they're obstructing justice, they should be dealt with by the law. Agreed. Once we find out, sell everything they own in Canada and give it to survivors. Well, we got to let courts deal with that. Dismantle it completely, Matthews said. Burn the churches down. Nary a peep. Our Canadian brothers and sisters are probably familiar with Bill C-36. That would be your hate speech law, inciting violence law in Canada. Is it being applied to this radio host? Not a chance. Jimmy, what's the Wave?
Smooth jazz.
No.
It is. Southern Ontario's smooth jazz.
Okay, but the Wave is, there's got to be a Wave in America, too. I'll bet there's one in California. You want to bet? There's the Wave. And it's probably, it plays that heavy morning, you know, the poppy kind of Wave sort of music. Please let me know, by the way, send in your requests, anything that you'd like to hear me sing. Please feel free to send it to idea@wretched.org. The world's attitude toward the church, it has changed indeed. More church news. The SBC are going to go about the business of considering disaffiliating Saddleback Church for ordaining women pastors. Let's hope they do what's right. And while they're meeting, maybe a conversation about plagiarism might be a good idea. I think I was listening to Justin Peters. He's done a couple of broadcasts on the plagiarism. I think they're calling it Sermongate scandal. And he said, if I were guilty of plagiarizing a fraction of this amount when I was in, I think he said Mississippi State University at MSU, he said, I would have been kicked out. Well, Justin, that's a quaint notion. Those are the old days. In the meantime, the Methodists and the Presbyterians, they've been meeting, and you won't be shocked. No good decisions. The Methodist Church allows same-sex marriage in, quote, a momentous vote. 254 in favor, 46 against it. Yikes. If you're Methodist, I know you've got considerations. I don't know how your church can continue to be affiliated with an apostate denomination. Presbyterian Church in America takes a vote on banning ordination of openly gay men. The Presbyterian Church America, they are not in the United States of America. It's the Presbyterian Church America. They're the more conservative one, and they've actually said, sorry, we're going to hold the line on this. And so to the Presbyterian Church America, we say, salute. Thank you for not capitulating. Thank you for not being pragmatic. Thank you for being biblical, because being truthful is the most loving thing we can do. Now, if you'd work on that paedo-baptism thing, that would be real. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.